T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jane, this is going to be the easiest segment for me ever when it comes to remembering the name of the guests, because this is the Paul O'Sullivan Band, and every member of the band is named Paul O'Sullivan, and we have two Paul O'Sullivans on the line with us. I believe we have Baltimore Paul O'Sullivan and Pennsylvania Paul O'Sullivan. Paul O'Sullivan and Paul O'Sullivan, did I get that right? Just checking
you
in this
did,
afternoon.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
Good afternoon, Mark. Great to be with you.
Yay!
Great to be with you guys. So I saw this story on CBS Sunday Morning last week, and I thought it was fantastic. Now, that was a cover, obviously, of Old Town Road that they did. There's some originals, too. But we'll have to go one at a time, and I don't know if I identified the voices. We'll start with Baltimore, Paul. You want to kind of tell us how this all came together with you guys around the planet? Everyone named Paul O'Sullivan, right?
Yeah. So actually, a friend of mine met his, like, name twin on Facebook, and they had lunch together in Washington, D.C. And when he posted the picture, I was like, wow, that's really cool. So it kind of got the wheel spinning in my mind. And I'm like, well, I wonder what my name twins are up to. So one night I was just kind of indiscriminately adding as many Paul O'Sullivans as I could on Facebook. Sadly, not all of them accepted my friend request. But of the ones who did, you know, it's funny because their stuff starts showing up in your feed and you kind of get to know them. And I'm like, this is so weird. We're all musicians. You know, it kind of felt like the universe was like daring me to make something of all this. So I don't back down from a challenge. So I'm like, let's do it. Let's make the Paul O'Sullivan Band. And that's what we did.
That's
so
amazing.
Pennsylvania Paul O'Sullivan, you're on percussion, right? So how did this draw you in? And are you surprised that it's taken off in the way that it has?
So I was drawn in because Baltimore Paul is really a fantastic guy. And I just wanted to be his friend. I just thought the idea was great and that we should participate in things that make us smile. And so that's how I was drawn in. I'm really the only of the three of us. The other three are the real incredible music talents. I learned piano when I was a kid and I left it. And when I met Paul, he said, you know, I used to be a music teacher. Why don't you get back into music? So they've taken me under their wing, and I'm doing my best through percussion, and we're going to lead into piano and some other instruments to do my best to contribute in a productive way in the band. But the music is just really toe-tapping, and it just makes you smile.
That's awesome.
What a great story. Baltimore, Paul, tell us about the other two members, because you have international members as well. What is it, Rotterdam and London?
Yeah, Rotterdam and Manchester. So actually, the very first two members were obviously myself and Manchester Paul. He's the bass player, and we kind of refer to him as like the chief resident musician. He's very like technically proficient, and he actually toured like back in the 80s and 90s, was like a professional musician in his own right. And then Rotterdam, Paul, it's funny. We are very much like on the same wavelength. Like, you know, I told him the idea, and like the very next day he sent me an entire Word document of song lyrics. And I'm like, this is fantastic, because I was having like writer's block with song lyrics. And then he just hits me with this entire document. And I'm like, this is perfect. I can put the music straight to this and just kind of go from there. And we kind of developed this assembly line process that works really well for us. And that's how we kind of create our music, and we just stick with what works and, you know, follow the formula. And so far it's turned out pretty well for us. So
have you ever
I would say, so how did, go ahead, Jane.
Yeah, no. Have you ever heard of another band that has members that have all the same name? I mean, that has to be unique.
No, I haven't. Yeah, not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
That's great.
We call ourselves Doppelnamers.
Okay,
like Doppelganger
good.
Week. Do you remember that trend a few, like with like celebrity lookalikes, the doppelgangers?
Oh, yeah.
But we just kind of like morphed it into Doppelnamers because we're all like name twins with each other. Just kind of a cute kind of play on words.
Oh, I think it's a great
marketing
tool.
Have you ever, this has all been done virtually though. So you guys has anyone met in person? Have you ever gotten together in person? It's all just on Zoom and stuff like that.
Well, for many years it was, because we've known each other for a while. It's kind of been like a secret club.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I had a few like health issues that I had to get through, because the reason I held it off for so long was because I didn't want to go public until we had a music video made. But unfortunately, I fell in like some hard times with health issues. But these guys were very much my support system. And it's just wild because now in 2020, well, in 2021 now, but last year was when we really kind of took off, because in February we had released a single and a music video. And it was wild because, like, we got, like, 20,000 views in the first week or two. We got, like, a licensing deal from this company out of New York City, which we took and then eventually terminated because we kind of got put on the back burner because of the pandemic. You know, the whole, like, music industry had shut down. And then we were kind of independent again. So we're like, why don't we just record this album of cover songs and just kind of keep things lighthearted, because it's been pretty heavy lately, you know. So we just wanted to do something fun like that. But yeah, we've known each other for a while, believe it or not. And it's just so nice that we're, you know, things are really coming to fruition right now for the band. And of all the years, you know, 2020 was when we made our debut. And in a weird way, it kind of works because, you know, remote collaboration is like our bread and butter. So it wasn't much of a change for us when the lockdowns really went into, you know, effect. So
that's interesting. Yeah. So I was assuming that maybe you got together during the pandemic, but it happened before that. Go ahead, Paul O'Sullivan.
Yeah, part of our album includes a session that Baltimore Paul came out and visited me. It was a surprise visit that my fiance set up. And so, yeah, there's two of us who have met face-to-face for the first time. When he first contacted me, I lived in California, and I moved to Pennsylvania. So he came up from Baltimore, surprised me, and it was like a homecoming. It was like just great to see him, and we just really got along great.
And now,
are you guys all similar ages, or is there a difference in ages as well?
Well, that's the great thing about this. So, like, I'm like, as the creator, I'm the millennial, which is funny. And we have a Generation X, and then we have two baby boomers. So it's like kind of cross generational and cross geographic. So, yeah, we're like the international station of music.
I hear a little. We played the original there. I hear a little Blink 182. Is that my imaginational influence there, or what would you say?
Yeah, they were my favorite band as a teenager. Absolutely. I've seen them multiple times in concert. So
that's
good call on that one.
Will you guys ever do a concert?
I mean, that's kind of honestly, like, you know, in my dream of dreams would be to do like a limited edition thing where we just do a 4-city kind of tour in each person's respective home region. I just think that would be really cool. So
that's great.
Yeah, my dream is the Paul O'Sullivan Orchestra, by the way. I want a big horn section of Paul O'Sullivan's up there.
Oh, that would be awesome. I love that idea.
That's a
because
great
I'm
idea.
A big horns guy. I think we could probably expand the Paul O'Sullivan's. You know, you come here, we got some great venues here in St. Louis that hopefully will be open back up. And I'll find you some Paul O'Sullivan horn section guys to play with you. Have you guys ever thought if you had, you know, what the possibility, this is a great story and everything, but what would the possibilities have been if your last name was McCartney? You ever think about that? You could have had a different bass player at that point, I think, right?
Yeah, yeah. We kind of joke about that sometimes because, like, the relationship that I have with Rotterdam Paul, it's very, like, kind of like Elton John and was it Bernie Taupin? The way that they work. But we also, at times, it also feels kind of like a Lennon-McCartney one, and we kind of joke, like, well, which one's Paul? Because we're both Paul. I mean, all four of us are Paul. So it's kind of just, like, you know, this comedy of errors, if you will. But,
let's admit,
I mean, that was
Ringo Starr, the group. Come on.
Yeah.
You got to have Ringo. You got to have Ringo.
That's
Paul O'Sullivan and Paul O'Sullivan, hopefully at some point I'll get to chat with the other two, but I just love this story, and we need stories like this, and we need music,
Mark,
I think.
For you.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Is this, a point of a clarification, is this Paul O'Sullivan or Paul O'Sullivan?
Yeah. We crowdsource our ideas, so we want to know, Mark, what would you like to hear us perform?
Well, I'm a big Springsteen guy, so I'd probably have to maybe see if you can do a cover of Atlantic City or something, like something cool, maybe something that's unique. So I would kind of, Vampire Weekend is one of my favorite bands, and they did a cover of I'm Going Down from Born in the USA, and that was a unique one because not a lot of people cover that. So you guys may look for maybe a different type of Springsteen song and maybe try to cover that.
I have an idea.
If people want to go to our Facebook page or our Instagram page, they can go ahead and do requests. Let us know what they'd like to hear.
Well, we already have a request now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Jane. Let's see yours.
What about a cover for some Traveling Wilburys? I love the Traveling Wilburys. They're very unique.
It's a good one too. Yeah.
They're kind of like an all-star band too.
Yeah.
That is an all-star band. Absolutely. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on KMOX in St. Louis, and I really appreciate it. I love this story. I think it's cool how you guys have gotten together, created music, and become friends, maybe, over and above everything else. So, Paul and Paul, thank you so much. Keep in touch. Come to St. Louis. If you cover that Springsteen song, you better get me the MP3. We're going to feature it here on KMOX. We're back with more in a moment, coming up next.
But here's my number, so call me maybe. All the other girls try to chase me, but here's my number, so call me maybe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.